Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Ruth.
Hi, I'm Gina Lee Nolan, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Donna Reese.
Hey everyone, I'm Cassie Skirbo here at SharkCon 2019 with Don, the lovely Don, and you're listening and watching Hollywood Connections.
Hey, this is Jason Thompson from The Young and the Restless. You're listening to Hollywood Connections with Don Reese.
Hey, this is Brittany Sarpy from Young and the Restless, and you are listening to Don Reese Hollywood Connection.
106.1 FM and six other stations. We'll try.
Hey, this is Brighton James from Young and the Restless, and you are listening to Hollywood Connections with Don Reese.
Woo, that's me. 106.1 FM, the heat. Here we go. I'll try.
Hey, this is Brighton James from Young and the Restless, and you are listening to Hollywood Connections with Don Reese.
Woo, that's me. 106.1 FM, the heat.
Hi, I'm Cameron Grimes from The Young and the Restless, and you are listening to Don Reese with Hollywood Connections.
Woo, we can't wait. I'm so excited that you are here, and we're going to be right back. All right.
Hey, it's Daniel Goddard, Kane from Young and the Restless, and you are watching Hollywood Connections.
Hi, Squidward Tentacles here, reminding you about Hollywood Connections with Don Reese. If you want to know about voiceovers, this is where you need to tune in. You can hear me, too. Have a great day. Is this thing still on?
Hi, I'm Charlie Adler, and I'm shouting out, I guess that's a word, because I'll be on Hollywood Connection soon. See you then. Cheers.
Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Don Reese and Bell. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
Hi, welcome to Hollywood Connections 106.1 FM. We are back on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. We're so excited that you joined us. And we have an amazing guest all the way from Canada, and he's been nominated into the National Comedy Hall of Fame. And let's go to that clip for the National Comedy. Hello. It is comedy. That's my life. Yes. Comedy Hall of Fame commercial and the video that has a little bit of information on Elliot. And we're going to introduce him in just a minute. And it's on that. And Lisa, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you, Dawn? It's good
Fabulous.
To be back.
It is. It is. I'm trying to get back into our live video feed on Facebook right now.
Right, we're
having
a little bit of technical difficulties, but thank you for the new computer, Tantalk, right?
Yes.
It's a nice one.
Here we go.
Yeah.
So, Tommy, are we ready? Okay, we'll be right back.
106.1 FM.
That's where it began, 30 years ago. What you're seeing is a 30-year collection on the other side of these walls. Some amazing stuff. And believe it or not, we have five times more than everything you're going to see. In the radio room, we have 900 original master tapes. You'll be able to sit down at desks and listen to Fibber McGee and Molly, Fred Allen, Fireside Theater. What you're in right now is the Hall of Fame wall, the great ladies of comedy, and the famous touring comedians. And on the other wall is the radio greats. Now, what these are is that we don't pick these people. This was done by the Friars Club in New York. They picked those as well. And these came from Rolling Stone magazine. And we have a little surprise in this area. These folks here are like the next rung next to the icons. The big names here, Jerry Seinfeld's on here, and Russell Brand. So these are top-notch traveling comedians that go on this wall. So we made a few calls, and we got some approvals. So we got a little surprise that Elliot doesn't know. I got this back from New York and from some of the people on our board who voted for this. So I'm going to read you something, because Elliot has been appointed to go on the wall. Then I'm going to show you what's going up there. Elliot has entertained theaters and television audiences across the United States. Canada, Europe, the Caribbean, and Mexico for 43 years. He's a member of the International Brotherhood of Magicians and the Distinguished Order of Merlin. Elliot has performed his special brand of magic and comedy for international ambassadors, the late Liberace and Jay Leno. He's also been a headline act at the prestigious Friars Club in New York City, Jerry Lewis, the first Canadian comedian magician to do so. He has opened for such iconic groups as the Four Aces, Bill Haley's Comets, Danny and the Juniors, and his highly active magic and outrageous comical approach to his magical performances is what brings crowds to theaters and auditoriums across the country. So, this...
Oh, hi. Hi.
Best part is that this thing will go viral, and Elliot will look like he's selling toothbrushes.
Wow!
Oh my
God.
Now,
Elliot, when you finish your tour, while you're all touring, one of the girls will place it on the wall. Elliot will make them available later to take some pictures with you, with the picture right behind you.
Wow.
That is the picture, and you'll be able to take.
Congratulations, Elliot! Yes.
So were you like 2 years old when you opened?
Yeah.
Wow. Give it to one of the girls, because they need you free.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Wow.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Very sweet. Speech.
Elliot, do you have anything to say? You must be, like, honored.
Wow, like, my heart is beating right now. Well, I hope my heart's beating. But, like, this is incredible. I mean, when I was 6 years old, this is all I wanted to do. I asked my parents for a magic set. I wanted to be a full-time professional magician. And that's all I ever wanted to dream, but... You know, as I was growing up, I was doing magic, but, you know, my parents said, go to school, get an education, get a real job, and which I did. But I was always told by my peers way back then that, you know, you can't do that. You have to do what we do. You have to work at a job for 25, 30 years, and then when you retire, then you can go out and do what you want. But I never thought it would come true, but I didn't listen to them. I just decided to do my own thing. And, you know, I grew up with a lot of these greats, you know, like, you know, Jerry Lewis and Abbott and Costello and the Three Stooges. And these were my idols. And I wanted to emulate and be at a status that they were. And like, wow, to be put up on the wall with people like this, this is amazing. So.
And where did it all start? Somerset Street?
Somerset Street in Ottawa, where I grew up. And I used to come home from school, do my homework, and then go to my bedroom and practice magic. And just a really quick story. About 10 years ago, I got hired by this company to do a Christmas party. And at that point in time, I didn't know where I was going to be performing. And when they sent me the address of where I was going to be performing, was the house that I grew up in that was converted into a banquet hall. So here I am doing this show for this group of people at 495 Somerset Street where I grew up. And in the room where I was actually standing doing my show was the physical spot where my bedroom was.
Wow.
Where I grew up doing magic, and I finished the show and I said, I have to tell you folks something. I'm having an out-of-body experience. I'm doing this show. But where I'm standing right here was my bedroom, where as a child I used to practice my magic.
Wow.
And so many years later, here I am performing for you folks.
Wow.
And it was an unreal situation.
Yeah. I remember people were crying.
Yeah, the ladies were crying.
Yeah.
So thank you very much. This is a great honor to be
recognized
with this. And let's...
Elliot! Yeah. Woo!
The first Canadian magician, eh?
Eh?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're back, and the National Comedy Hall of Fame is in Holiday, Florida, and we're so excited because we tried to get you here about a month ago, and then I took a little bit of break, and it was well needed, and I'm back, and we've got so many exciting things happening under Don Reese Show. We have Hollywood Connection segments, we have Miracle Stories, we have the Concierge Travel, and so much more, so stay tuned on that. And you have the National Comedy Hall of Fame commercial, right, Tommy? And we're going to talk about that. We want to thank Tommy, you know, for helping us out. And then Tony over at the National Comedy Hall of Fame is amazing. And so let's tell everybody your first and last name, Elliot.
Well, hi, welcome. And my name is Elliot Smith.
Yes, Elliot, and you are so talented. And before I start, when did you start out in comedy? How long ago?
Well, I actually started my whole career when I was 6 years old. I saw a magician on TV and realized that that's what I wanted to do. And of course, my parents gave me good advice. They said, that's really nice. Go to school, get an education, get a real job, and then you can do what you want.
Oh, they said that.
But for my birthday, they bought me a magic set, and it never went away. So I did go to school. I did get an education. I got a double major in architectural mechanical drafting. I could have been an architect.
Okay.
And unemployed. But I got into magic. And when I started out in magic, I was doing strictly a show to music.
Okay.
I wasn't really talking. But I was quite influenced by the comedians of the time. Like, there was like Jerry Lewis and Abbott Costello and the Three Stooges and Laurel and Hardy, and I started interjecting a little comedy into my show. So about 75% of my show was still to music, but then I started interacting with the magic using comedy, and it went over so well that I made a transition, and then my show completely became a comedy magic show, and I didn't do any music at all. So
wow, and to be nominated in the Comedy Hall of Fame, that's fabulous. And you have worked with some great people and opened up some shows.
I have.
Can you tell us any stories from from the same famous comics from the past that you kind of reminisced about the time that you were working with them?
Well, when I got to perform at the Friars Club about 4 years ago, and I was the first Canadian comedy magician to ever have performed at the Friars Club in their 111-year history. And I got to meet Jerry Lewis, which was quite amazing. And at the table before I went up to perform, I was sitting at the table with the nephew of the fellow that played Le Beau in Hogan's Heroes. I don't know if you remember. He was little French guy.
Yes.
Right.
And I got to meet some very, very incredible people when I was there.
That's fabulous. Lisa, I know, has a bunch of questions as well, for comedy. Do we have, a clip that you wanted to play? Or do you want to do it live? You want to show us? You said you have a couple tricks or comedy.
Yeah.
Kind of give us an idea how, when you go to a show, what you do.
Well, I want to show you. Well, actually, on the way over here today, I needed to stop off and get some rope. And when I got to the store, unfortunately, all they had left were these three pieces of rope. There was a short piece.
Okay.
Can you hold on to that?
Okay, one.
And there was a medium-sized piece for you.
Okay.
All right.
A long piece for me.
Oh, there
now,
you go.
Now, I want you to pull on the rope, make sure it's really good, strong rope.
And I'll let it's a strong this. Rope.
Yeah. Yep.
Very,
no,
very
no
strong.
No fake ones here.
So I said to the man at the store, I said, I don't know if I can use these because they're all three different sizes. Well,
okay.
He said, that's okay. He said, it's magic rope. I said, what do you mean? He said, even though they're all different, he said, all you have to do is bring up the ends. So what he did is he brought up the end of the short one, the medium-sized one, and the long one. And he said, now you see they're all the same.
Right.
I go, no, they're not. What about that rope right there?
Right.
He said, all you have to do is pull on the ends. And now you see they've all become the exact same length.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, right.
Wow.
Now he said, I'm going to sell you three for a dollar. So I bought the one piece.
Look, here we go.
The two pieces and the three. But I had a feeling he wasn't quite telling me the truth, because when I got here, you see, all he really sold me was the short one, the medium-sized one, and the very long one, just like that.
Wow.
Wow.
Spontaneous applause.
Yay!
And it's not up my sleeves.
No.
I see that.
I was trying to watch and find where it was, but nope.
Hey. And so the birthday girl is here. Actually, tomorrow is Chrissy's birthday. So I just want a happy birthday early. And so that's a phenomenal. So when you do your stand-up routine, so what do you usually start out with? Like the kind of a
do something like that. Or what I'll do is I'll borrow somebody's $20 bill, turn it into a $100 bill.
Oh, I like that.
I have a 20.
Do you have one on you?
I can go get it when we go to a commercial.
Sure. Yeah. Let's go to the commercial, the National Comedy Hall of Fame. And if you are in town and before you go out of town or you're going back to Canada, wherever you're going back, check it out in Holiday. It's amazing. Tell Tony we sent you over there. We'll be right back.
The National Comedy Hall of Fame Museum is now open in Tampa Bay. Information on the museum can be found at nchof.com. The museum just announced the induction class of 2020, which includes legends such as Joan Rivers, Eddie Murphy, Will Ferrell, Dan Aykroyd, and John Cleese. Also on site, there are live comedy classes and stand-up comedy. Information on the comedy classes can be found at hofcomedyschool.com, and the live shows are posted at comedyhof.com. Come out and see us.
Hi, we're back, Hollywood Connections. Dawn Reese is the host, and we have an amazing gentleman here, magician for over 40 years, has met, a lot of amazing actors and comedians, and I have a question
yes.
for you. You know, I'm the type of person, everybody says, oh my gosh, you know, you don't mean to be funny, but you are, like, yeah. If you know, with you as far as what you've seen in there, how would somebody just start? Or people say just go to an open mic and just start, and I'm like, okay, but you know, what if you don't do well the first time and you get booed? And I know that happens, but you know,
a lot of people have gotten booed, and that's what gives you the courage to get better and go back and do it again. You know, being in any type of art form, it's not for sensitive people. If you're very, very sensitive. But I believe you have to have determination, discipline, and it builds character. And it's a process. You know, it doesn't happen overnight, but right. You learn by your mistakes. With magic, what a lot of us do is we videotape ourselves doing a magic trick. So then you could step back and be able to see how it looks to other people, what are the angles, which way should you be standing, did somebody see something that they're not supposed to see? And the same thing with comedy. You know, you go out and you try it. Before you go to open mics, what I suggest people do is maybe try it with families and friends. They're going to be honest
right.
with you, sometimes maybe a little bit too honest.
Brutally, right.
But they're going to be honest, but you're going to learn from that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I've been to comedy clubs where it's been an open night, and I've seen some people bomb. And you know what? They came back the next week, and they came back the next week, and
right.
they came back the next week, and they were very, very, some of them were very, very persistent, mm-hmm. and they ended up doing very well. Just not for the weak of heart.
Right.
Well, you know, I went to comedy school after my divorce back in the days, and instead of going to therapy and crying, I went to Pauly Shore's sister, and she helped me out a lot. I didn't know she had passed away last year. I had heard, but taught me a lot. Renee Hart from the Improv was amazing. Cool. I didn't graduate from comedy school. I just used it for my radio over 35 years. So it's been an amazing run on that. And I'll tell you, just to be a comic, can you tell us some of your comedy jokes that what you do on stage?
Most everything I do is improvised. So I do the type of magic show where it's highly interactive and I'm having people from the audience up interacting with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I have sort of my set things that I do, but depending on the personality of the person that comes up and interacts with me, sometimes there's this synergy.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife, who comes to all of my shows.
That's so supportive. You know, how long has she been doing that?
Well, since we started together, probably 18 and a half years ago.
Okay.
And I support her. She supports me. I go to her presentations. She comes to my shows. And she does my music, which helps really well. But I have my set patter or stories that I do. But sometimes I'll have somebody up, and there's just this synergy between myself and somebody else from the audience. And after the show, my wife goes like, I've never heard you say that before. Like, where did all of this stuff come from?
Wow.
And I go, I don't know. Like, they would say something, and I would react, and they would say something. And a lot of people from the audience would think that the person was in on it, but they're not.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just some people you can work really, really well with. And, you know, you as an entertainer know how to bring out the best in them. If you see
right.
that they're going down a certain path, you can feed them.
You know, that's amazing. So I'm going to go back. How did you meet Tony from the National Comedy Hall of Fame? Now, that's a story in itself, I'm sure.
That was quite interesting. So there was this business networking club in Tampa called the Tampa Bay Business Owners.
And, okay.
It was a networking club where business professionals got together every couple of weeks, and it's an opportunity to hear guest lecturers and learn from other people and be able to. Oh, I'm upside down.
I know. It's upside, I don't know what's happening here. There we go.
And be able to trade business leads, make new contacts, and. one of the fellows there said, hey, you may want to check this out, but coming up in a couple of weeks at the Vinoy, there is a gentleman by the name of Tony Belmont, and he does this thing called the Comedy Time Tunnel. And basically, it's a presentation where he's interviewed a lot of the very, very famous comedians, and it's a presentation that he puts on. He said, you know, you're into comedy, so that's something that you may want to go to see.
Nice.
So I said to my wife, we got to go see the show. And I went to see it, and Tony was very, very engaging. So me not being the shy person that I am, I went up afterwards and I introduced myself and I said, my name is Elliot Smith. I'm a comedy magician. And Tony's just a great guy. So it was like we started talking. It's like we knew each other for years. And before you know it, I made inroads with Tony. He became a very, very good friend of mine.
Nice.
And started booking me out for performance. I'm actually the only act other than music that he deals with.
Okay.
So
you know, I work with, you know, what's coming up. We have Jollywood, the Jobber Brothers. We're going to be doing an open casting next Thursday. And I definitely want to get your material over to them. And if somebody is interested in movies and commercials, and these guys are amazing, I want you to actually just take this information down. And you can send me the information at Dawn Reese. 106.1 FM@gmail.com, and I'll send all the information over and get you that information for Jollywood Casting that we're working with. So, you know, we have a lot of film directors, producers, agents, casting directors that are on this show and watching also, and we're live on my Facebook right now. And so tell us, have you been in movies yourself doing your routine?
Actually, when I was in Ottawa, Canada, there was a movie that was being filmed in Ottawa called Random Factor. It was kind of like a science fiction thing. Mm-hmm. And they wanted me to do sort of like a bit part. But when they found out I was a magician, what they did is they actually wrote in a part specifically for me. So wow. I got to do magic in the movie.
Wow, you know, we're also live on TikTok. I haven't been on TikTok for a while, and I want to thank everybody for watching. We're back on Wednesday nights, and we have an amazing comic. Thank you so much for the TikTok money there that we're sending out for us and supporting our show. And where can they all go to your website and see your comedy and everything that's there?
Well, my website is www.seethemagic.com. So S-E-E, the Magic, M-A-G-I-C.com. SeeTheMagic.com.
And who do they call for booking for commercials, TV, and film? I mean, who do they call?
On the website, there's a phone number that they can
reach. For your booking agent.
Yeah.
Very cool. So, you know, being a comic, I know, Lisa, you know, you wanted to get into comedy because you said you got, you know, it's always true stories.
It's my life is a comedy, a tragedy, a love story. People tell me, you can't make this up. And, you know, sometimes, you know, stuff that you go through may not be pleasant, but it's the way that you handle it. Hi, everybody. It's the way that you, this is the Florida hair. Oh, there we go. We got somebody calling in on that. I love it. They always call. Hi, everybody. But literally, it's just, you know, I just tell about what happened. My life, my ex-husband, just school and Miami and my children. And people go, seriously, you're funny. And I'm like, well,
but that's
it's just life. You
but
know?
See, I went to comedy schools. Did you ever have to go to comedy school or anything?
No, I didn't. But many years ago, I took acting lessons. And as when you're on stage, I think it's really good that anybody, whether you're a magician, whether you're a stand-up comic or any type of a lot of art forms, doing acting lessons teaches you how to have better stage presence.
It does.
You know?
Yeah.
And it doesn't hurt.
Right.
You know?
Well, there's so many, like, I'm in the pageant world. Of course, you know, there's not a lot of live events right now. Of course, it's all virtual. And, you know, that would be something else that I have to talk to Tony about because of their stages. They always bring in a lot of people. That would be a great entertaining time for you to come on stage and entertain the parents, I believe.
Sure.
That would be one thing. Have you ever judged a pageant or?
No,
oh,
but I'd love to.
Well, that would be fun.
That'd be very fun.
They probably make me promise not to make anybody disappear.
Right. That would, yeah. I've always wondered the sawing in half and all that in Vegas and then, you know, certain things that.
Do you want to know how they do it?
Yeah.
Just ask me how they do it.
How do they do it?
Very well.
There you go.
That's so fun. So in the meantime, I've got to take a commercial break. We got to play Wyoming in the House congratulations video actually on TikTok. I've actually taken some of the best live video feeds, and I know he couldn't call in for a minute to congratulate him with a congratulations song. And this award is very important because that's how I grew on TikTok. You know, I have over 10,000 followers. And
yes,
I
saw
them,
that.
Which is amazing. Now, they also have where they put some money into TikTok where they can actually pay their creators to do videos. And I want to thank everybody that supported us as well. And so today's actually is Wyoming in the House, and we'll be right back. And that video is a congratulations to him for one of the best live feeds, and I'll tell you what that is in just a minute. So stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Dawn Reese. Hollywood Connections, our first award goes to Wyoming in the House, September 2nd, for the most genuine live feed. Way to go, Wyoming in the House.
Do you want to do the...
Yes, the genuine live video feed. So he gets a genuine live video feed on Wyoming in the House. And so, are you on TikTok?
No.
Oh, no. He says, no. Oh, well, yeah. And next week we have another live video feed for the people that we believe in. And somebody is giving me some love up here on TikTok.
Yay.
I don't know what's happening, but we're going to be doing that once a week with live video feeds. And I know we have some other amazing people. And just to let you know, to help people grow on TikTok, you know, there's a lot of people that help you grow to get your numbers, which is fabulous. And so if you are on TikTok, that is the person to follow for this week as well, Wyoming in the House, and watch his live video feeds. And also, we need that commercial for the ice skating arena. If you want to cool off on this beautiful, you know, hot weather of 100 degrees outside in Florida.
104.
I know.
I never said, so it's 92, but it feels like 104. Well, then it's 104. If it feels like it, that means it's 104.
Exactly. And it's one of our ice skating rinks that's nearby. And so we're working out some wonderful things. And we'll be right back with that commercial as he's looking for that in the meantime. And, you know, I don't know what's happening. I'll be honest. We're going to have you come back again very soon.
Okay.
But you're here with us for the next half hour. So we just got a new computer on, and we can't. I don't see a Facebook live feed.
Or
I don't
is
see
Instagram. Yeah, we have two that aren't going.
Yeah, I guess Chrissy's doing Instagram live. I'm live on my tablet for Facebook, so I guess the computer just went in today. So we need to bring you back, and we'll do another show as well. So we but we're live on my Facebook. That's all that counts right now.
Yes,
twist my rubber arm.
Yes, twist my rubber arm.
And your wife, now, she's going to be on with us in the next month as well. She's an inspirational speaker. But let's talk about your book. Where's your book that you have? You're also an author.
I don't know. Do you mean this book?
That
book. Is
this
the book you're talking about?
Yes, this book.
You mean Highway to Success, The Entertainer's Roadmap to Business? Like that book? Is that the one you're talking about?
Yes.
That would be the book.
Where do they buy this, and how much is it first?
Well, the book can be done. You can go to the happymediumbooks.com. That's happymediumbooks.com.
Okay.
And the book sells for $55, but it's on sale for $20.
Ooh. So what are the secrets of Highway to Success? Is that about the entertainment industry?
So let me tell you a story.
Yay!
So for many, many years, I've been traveling around, performing all across Canada, the United States, throughout Europe, all throughout the Caribbean. And I would meet a lot of different performers, not necessarily magicians, but all sorts of different performers.
Mm-hmm.
And they should have been at a higher level than where they are. And when they started asking me questions like, how did you get this booking, and about contracts and things like that, as I was telling them what I did, you saw their eyes just open up really wide, and it's like this was like rocket science to them, right?
Right.
Because most entertainers are very artists. They're artistic people, but they're not business people.
Right.
And they don't want anything to do with the business. They'd rather have an agent or a manager doing everything for them, but they don't know how to do it themselves.
Right.
So I thought, one day I need to get this information out there.
Oops.
So I was running a magic shop, and as getting close to the Christmas season, which is my busiest time of the year with, you know, corporate Christmas parties and events, I needed to hire somebody to work in the store with me to while I was out doing shows. And I ended up hiring this fellow who was a fan of magic. Magic was a hobby with him, but he was going to university to learn how he wanted to be a lawyer. So, but as a hobbyist, giving him the right to be able to work in a magic show, that was like, wow, kid in a candy store.
Sure.
So I started mentoring him with magic, but his thing was he wanted to be a lawyer. So he was doing some private parties, some home parties with friends and that. He ended up passing the bar. He was now a full-time lawyer. We kept in touch. And one day he called me up and said, I hate my job. What do you mean? He says, this is not what I thought it was going to be like. I said, well, what do you want to do? What's your dream? What's your passion? He says, I want to do magic full time. And I said, well, why don't you? He said, because I don't know how to do the business stuff. I see you out, you're busy, you're doing shows, you're traveling, you're doing this. I don't know how to do that. And I thought, now would be a great time to write this book, to take at the time 35 years of information out of my head. So he became like the guinea pig. And we started writing the book. Just start asking me questions. We'll document it. I started writing down everything I did on a daily basis from the time I woke up till the time I went to bed. In terms, when I went to shows, I would document the whole process and everything like that. So the actual book took about 2.5 years to write. But about a year into the process, as he was following all of the guidelines that we were writing about, he ended up matching his salary in magic that he was as a lawyer. So he ended up quitting his job as a lawyer to pursue magic full time.
And how old was he about at that time?
At the time, he was probably about 28, 29.
Okay.
You know? So we wrote the book, Highway to Success, The Entertainer's Roadmap to Business. And it's for any type of art form, whether you're a magician, whether you're a stand-up comic, a singer, a dancer, a juggler.
Talk show host.
Yeah. Talk show host.
And Beauty Queen reporter.
Yeah. And I basically started off with the basics, like how to set up an office, how to do cold calls, how to do follow-up, follow-through, how to get referrals, going out and going to networking events, how to market and promote yourself, everything as it is as a life of an entertainer. I even talk about how to overcome procrastination. I'll tell you about that another time.
I'll tell you that another time.
I would like to read that and then have you come back highlight that. Yes.
Where can they get this book?
So it's on the website, which is happymediumbooks.com.
Okay.
Or if you go to my website, seethemagic.com, on the landing page, there's a link to go over to my other website.
Okay.
And it's an amazing book, and I ended up also not selling just to entertainers, but anybody in business has a home business, a small business, a home, because all the theories about running a business are all the same. So you take out the references to agents and getting corporate sponsorship, and everything else is directly transferable to anybody.
Amazing. So how long did it take you to write the book, and when did you start writing the book? And how did you publish it? Those kind of three questions together.
Yeah. So it took 2.5 years to write the book.
Okay.
And
how did you write it? I'm going to jump in on some things.
That is so funny.
Like, did you actually, I'm trying to get here. You actually like sit down on the computer and put it on Word? Or
did you record?
This is so good.
Okay.
So this is like, I started writing it in early 2002.
Okay.
And it came out May of 2004. So it was 2.5 years. And I was basically computer illiterate way back then, and I never took typing. So what I did is I got, pads of paper?
Oh, yes, the legal pads.
And I wrote everything out.
Okay.
I wrote everything. As I was doing things in the daytime and as you talked to me, I would just write everything down. And I had hundreds of pages of notes, and they weren't really in any order. I figured I just need to get the information out, just do like a dump and then worry about it afterwards. And then what I did is, you know when a computer cut and paste?
Right.
So I would take scissors and I would find various paragraphs and I'd cut them out.
Wow.
And I had them all over the living room floor and then I would start taping them together in the order that I wanted to.
Interesting.
Huh.
That's like a lot of work.
Yeah. And then.
But that's the way your brain functions. Yeah. Like people can't
help
people get it.
And then Ian Quick, the fellow that I wrote the book with, because he was used to typing and doing notes, so he had a computer, so he would transcribe everything.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how that part of it happened. And then we decided to self-publish. So we set up our own publishing company.
So do you have that now as well?
Yep, Happy Medium Books.
Really?
Okay, so you're a publisher.
Yeah. Well, I...
Wow.
Well, I just... I,
wow.
I
a publisher.
Yeah. Hello, I...
You have a book?
Yeah, hello.
So we self-published. I wanted to find out, to go to a publisher, But when you look at what needs to be done, what percentage they're taking, what you're making, I just thought, you know what, I have a very specific niche market. I can do this on my own. So I went to a company that, you know, did all the artwork and all the layout and everything like that. And it's done, I don't know if they can see this, but it's done as if you're going on a road trip.
I love
it. And there's all sorts of road signs and things like that. Because my attitude and how I wrote this is you're on a journey. Mm-hmm. You're on a journey looking to get to success. So to me, like in the days of maps, if you wanted to make a go on a holiday to a certain location, you just don't get in your car and start driving. How do you get there? So now we have Google and Google Maps and everything. But back before, you had a map. And what you would do is, like, here's where you're starting, there's where you ended up, and here's the route you're going to take. So I used the same process in the book to get from where you are to success. There's a very specific route and a very certain order of things that you have to do to get there.
That's fabulous. You know, for $20 for this book is a must in business. And, you know, it's good reading time to sit down and take time out for yourself.
100%.
And to help your business as well.
Exactly.
Do you have copies in your car?
I do.
All right. I'm going to buy one.
He travels with them as well.
Yes.
Yes, he is. So, you
traveling,
know,
the traveling Barnes & Noble. There you go.
So not being just a comedian, a magician, an author, a writer, a publisher, you know, what would you like to tell somebody that would, like us, we would love to write a book for our family and I and my grandchildren about our lives? They would not believe me from Hollywood, California, and working for the late James Brown back in the days, and all the stuff and the landmines I jumped over. What advice can you tell us how to start to write a book, and what does it take, and like money wise to publish it if we went through you?
You know, everybody has a book in them. Like, you know, sometimes, you know, when I'm just sitting around, I mean, back in the day when we were doing a lot of traveling, when you're sitting in an airport or something like that, you're seeing hundreds and thousands of people walk by all the time. And you look at these people, you go, well, each one of these people has a story.
Exactly.
Everybody has a story in them.
It's a life's journey story.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's, you know, you're talking about fiction, but there's so many personal stories that people can talk about their lives, about their families, about things like that. And I think the best way is just to sit down at your computer and just forgetting about any logical order or sequence, start making point forms about things that happened in your life, some very memorable things that happened. Go back in time and just make everything point form, and then go back. It doesn't have to be in the right order or anything like that, and just start writing about it.
Where do you write that on, like Word, or just start writing on Word? Okay,
exactly. If you're going to self-publish, there's now actual software that will actually help you do the editing and all of the formatting. Amazon, now you can get your books done on Amazon.
Right, but I heard if they go to Amazon, they don't get paid. Is that true? I don't know. I'm just asking these questions. Like,
no, there's, I'm trying to think of the name. Like, when I first did my book, they didn't have print by demand. Okay? So what happened is I had to go to a printer and go, here it is. How much is it to print this book out? I did really nice paper, and I did a color printing and everything like that. So they give you a price. Here's a price for 1,000 books, 3,000 books, 5,000 books.
Right, and the more you buy, the better, the cheaper it is, right.
But they didn't have what's called print-on-demand. So print-on-demand, there's Lightning Source, there's a few others, where you just send them the manuscript in a certain format, and you can order one book.
Okay.
You know, you can order 10 books, and they can either send them to you, and you do your own distribution, or if you set it up on your website online, they can do the shipping.
The shipping,
for
and
you.
Then just charge you or whatever, take it out of what
exactly.
they would pay you per
exactly.
book that you sell.
So the whole publishing business has changed drastically.
So in other words, you can write the book yourself, like you did, write the book 100%. Yourself, do it and publish and do it all yourself.
Exactly. Right.
A few people I've also heard have done on the internet for those who like get writer's block, they'll put a chapter out there, people buy the ebook or whatever, and then they put another chapter out, and then as people, you know, start buying it, it's almost like pre-order. Like, okay, the next, you know, chapter is coming out, and, you know, I've been working on a book, and I didn't have time, and God has made time. So, You got to do what you, when you ask for something and it's given, you got to do it. And
it's funny when you say that. So hopefully, when you get my wife in here, Rosalind, because she's an author speaker, but she started, since COVID hit, you know, she wasn't doing as many in-person, obviously, presentations, so she's doing a lot on Zoom, but every time she finished a presentation, people would come up and say, like, wow, like, how did you write your book? Like, how long did it take you? What did you do? Blah, blah, blah. I've always wanted to write a book, but I don't have the time to do it, and I don't know how to get started.
Or, like, even the cover. You know, like, to me, this is foreign. This is something I want to do,
right.
But, how did you get the book cover?
Well, it's not foreign. It's English.
Yeah. No, I mean, you know, like, can you have an idea, and they design it for you?
And they send you a few, hey, what do you think of this?
I had a rough idea. And I went to a graphic artist. I gave them my basic plan, and they did all the artwork for me.
Wow!
But I just want to get back. I just want to get back to Roz for a sec.
Yes.
So what she did is she's now started a business where she's coaching people to help them write the books, and or she's working with a couple of people where they wanted to write their life story, and English wasn't. Oh.
Lisa, this is
Look,
for you.
All I know is if you see my Facebook post from yesterday, all of this is literally like I'm laughing because I'm waiting to see Jesus at the foot of my bed tonight. Yep. Going, look, I don't know how else to get through to you. I'm coming through all which way. And a friend of mine who, you know, I've been inviting to church for a year. They're finally going to meet me there tonight after the show. Like,
right.
I'm just like, wow. You know, things are really moving, and you know when they move, they move.
Oh, for sure. And that's the one thing, you know, I mean, to have that quality that your wife is helping people,
right.
How do they get
right.
in touch with you to find out if they want to write a book or, you know, because you're a publishing company, where can they call to start up or set up a consultation?
If they go to her website, which is Roslyn, R-O-S-L-Y-N, at Roslyn Franken, FRANKEN.com.
There you go. Wow.
At rosinfranken.com.
Okay.
It has been a pleasure. I know we have 15 minutes left, and we have another show after this called Tiki Talk. It's a new show under Don Reese Show, Hollywood Connections. We're going to test it out and see how it goes in just a minute. But you had something. You gave me an envelope.
Yes.
He gave me an envelope. I don't know what's happening here.
Yes. So,
we're not supposed to open it until on the show. Right.
So I want to do a card trick.
Okay.
But you know, whenever they say a magician does a card trick, if I take out a deck of cards, they think it's a trick deck of cards, or I'm using sleight of hand or manipulation. So we're not going to use my cards. We're going to use your cards.
Okay. So let me go get.
No.
Oh, not yet.
Your cards. You have a deck of cards.
Do you have them in the envelope
you.
In your purse?
No. You have a deck of cards on you right now.
I do.
You do.
And he's going to find them. This is going to be great.
In your mind.
Oh, in my mind.
Yeah.
I have a deck of cards. Okay.
So I want you to imagine for a moment you have a deck of cards in your mind.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So I want you to visualize yourself opening up the box, taking out the cards, and getting rid of the jokers. You won't be needing them.
Okay.
Done?
Yes.
Okay. Now, hopefully, if Don is playing with a full deck, you should now have 50 cards.
I am always playing with a full deck.
I don't know you, so I'll give you the benefit of the doubt.
Okay.
So I want you to take those 52 cards in your mind and mix them up.
Okay.
Like this. All mixed up?
Okay, they want to see this on Facebook Live.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Okay.
All mixed up?
Yeah, they're all mixed up.
The cards, I mean, not you.
Yes, I'm good.
Okay, so I want you to fan the cards out in your mind. Think of one card, but don't say it out loud. Just think of it.
Okay.
You got one?
I got it.
Now, a lot of times people either don't like the first card they pick or they think everybody picks the same card. So I'm going to give you a choice to keep that card or change it.
I'm going to keep it.
You're going to keep it?
I'm going to keep it.
All right. So I had an envelope delivered here.
Yes, I have an envelope delivered in my...
I haven't touched it since it's been delivered here.
Right.
Do you have it on you somewhere here?
I do.
Can you take it out?
I do. This is very interesting. Okay.
Okay.
Let me look in my big bag of Mary Poppins.
You have no idea what's going on, right?
I have no idea. Okay. He gave me I don't know.
I was going to be obnoxious and say, you know, you could fit almost a body in there if you did it correctly.
Okay. So you see, what does it say? It says Dawn.
Wow.
And it says Friday August the 28th.
2020.
Right.
So I put this together
before
last Friday.
Oh, this is going to be good. I could feel it.
Okay.
Wow.
Last Friday.
Okay.
So I want you to take the envelope and I want you to rip the envelope open.
Just rip it open. It's sealed, everybody.
Yeah. He did it last week, everybody. Last week.
So we're live on 106.1 FM The Heat and five other stations.
Okay.
Ooh, it's a present.
Okay. So it's about the size of a deck of cards, and it's wrapped. It's sealed and wrapped also.
Yes, it's sealed and wrapped,
for
sure.
Can you rip the paper off?
Okay. So nicely done. Your Christmas presents must be perfect.
There you go. So it's a deck of cards,
it's
right?
It's a deck of cards.
Oh, here we go.
I had you, don't open it up.
No. Don't.
I had you think of a deck of, a card in the deck of cards.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Last Friday, when I sealed this all up, what I did is I reversed one card in this deck, the one I thought you were going to pick, which is like 5 days later.
Right.
So knowing that I've done that, I won't change my mind, but I'll give you one last chance right now to keep the card you're thinking of or change it. What do you want to do?
Keep the card I'm thinking of.
Going to keep it?
Yeah.
Is that your final answer?
It's my final answer.
Always wanted to see
it. Yes,
that.
Final answer.
For the
final
first
answer.
Time ever, out loud, what card are you thinking of?
Well, do I have to tell you?
Yes.
Yeah. The Queen of Hearts.
Now, I want you to watch carefully.
Watch.
I'm going to do this very, very slowly.
This.
The Queen of Hearts, right?
Yeah.
We're going to take these cards out. And as we go through these cards, you see that all the cards are all face up, and there's one card
that's turned upside down. Yes,
one card
that is
that's
correct.
Turned over. Can they see that there?
They can on TikTok. Yep, they can see
and,
it.
And Facebook Live.
Facebook Live.
The card was the Queen of
Hearts.
Can you take that card out, turn it over, and show it to everybody?
Wow! I knew that was gonna happen.
Oh my gosh!
Yep.
Tommy's impressed.
Yeah, our producer of the station is just everybody's just dumbfounded because.
What?
I was watching hands, and that envelope's been in your purse since I got here at 6 o'clock.
I know.
Do you want to play for money?
Okay. Now it's Lisa's turn.
No, I'm not losing. Are you? I was just going to get a $20 bill.
What?
I was just going to give him a $20 bill. He was going to turn it into $100.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me take my headphones up.
So I am Dawn Reese, Hollywood Connections 106.1 FM, The Heat, and six other stations. We're so excited that you joined. And I am here with the amazing Elliot. What is your last name again? Tell everybody.
Smith. Elliot Smith.
Elliot Smith. It's a very easy name to remember. He's also a very famous comic and into the National Comedy Hall of Fame. And so tell everybody one more time where they can go and check out your...
So the best is go to my website, which is www.seethemagic.com. SeeTheMagic.com.
Super exciting. Okay, so Tommy, can we go to that commercial with the ice skating? And we'll be right back if you want to cool off here in Clearwater. It is an amazing place to cool off and enjoy. And we're going to come back with another trick.
Yes.
With a $20 bill that he's going to make something happen before we end the show. And we'll be right back with that commercial.
Yes.
Looking to cool off in the summer or turn up the heat in the winter? Then head over to Clearwater Ice Arena, Tampa Bay Skating Academy Oldsmar, or TBSA Countryside. With three locations in the Tampa Bay area, you can enjoy a wide range of hockey and figure skating activities and programs. We offer youth and adult pickup hockey and leagues, skate, shoot, freestyle, and public skating times throughout the day, so you will want to come back again and again. It's fun for the whole family. And don't forget to schedule your next birthday party or private event with us. Visit TampaBayIce.com for more information.
Hey. And we're back, and so we have about 6 minutes left, and okay, Elliot Smith is going to show us another trick.
Yes.
So, you know, when people find out how to do magic, there's a few things that they ask. It usually has something to do with mother-in-laws, father-in-laws, ex-wives, ex-husbands. That is illegal.
Okay.
The other thing, they ask me if I can make them more money. Right?
Okay.
Right.
So, Lisa, you generously donated a $20 bill.
I did.
Thank you very much.
Welcome.
No, I'm just kidding. Now, if I was to double your money, would you be impressed?
Of course.
So there's two ways I can double your money. One is to rip it in half. I wouldn't do that. What I could do is I could fold it in half like that. See, I doubled your money.
Right.
I'd say it was a good trick.
Oh, that's funny.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to fold it in half again, so now it's in four pieces. In half again, so it's now eight, very long and narrow. And once more like this, so it's now in 16 little pieces. Now, I take your $20 bill, and what I do is I bend it backwards and forwards.
He's doing this magic trick with a $20 bill.
Now, what happens when I open up your $20 bill? It has changed a little bit. Let's check this out. It's now
$100
bill.
There it is. And he folded it and folded it.
You got interest.
And now
he said put it back to a 20.
Now, because you were brave enough to loan me the $20 and appreciative of having me on the show, congratulations.
Oh, look at that. She's so excited.
No, she didn't realize that she had the cup right next to me. I'm right-handed. I thought she'd know that after a year.
Oh,
and I got all this stuff, so now there went coconut water on the floor.
And there you go.
Wonderful.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Now, before I give it back... Now, you weren't quick enough. Now, I took a 20, I turned it into a $100 bill.
If I was to take a $100 bill and put another zero at the end, how much does that make?
$1,000.
A $1,000 bill. Now, I guarantee you should be over that table so fast. I'm going to stand back here.
Oh, there we go. Hi.
So I'm going to take your $100 bill. You notice I said your $100 bill, and I fold it in half, and half again, it still says 100.
Yes.
And half again, long and narrow, and once more, it's now in 60 little pieces.
Yeah.
I take your $100 bill, and what I do is I bend it backwards and forwards just like this. Now, what happens is when I open up your $100 bill, it has changed again. Unfortunately, it does go back into a $20.
It does.
Magic is just an illusion.
It's an illusion. Yep.
Oh, wow. Yep.
If you or any of the folks at home would like to learn how to do this, I'll be more than happy to teach them.
Wow, did you see that?
For $80.
For $80. There we go. Yes.
That's amazing. Amazing. Yep. So anyways, we have about 5 minutes left. And so anyways, anybody else have a question that you have and wanted to ask? Here at Tan Talk Radio Network, I'm Dawn Reese. And thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure.
Any last words that you have a question on? Lisa?
Anybody? No, that was enough right there. That was pretty cool.
Do you believe in magic?
I do.
He's speechless.
Yeah.
So
Our producer's still like, I'm still on the rope trip trying to figure it out.
Oh heck yeah.
That was great.
Thank you so much. Else. It's amazing. So I know we have about 5 minutes left. And any other things that you'd like to talk about, Lisa, that's coming up? Any other shout out sponsors?
I do. And guess what? Mi Carreta has two locations now. Marlon and the crew are now located at 5537 Sheldon Road, Tampa, Florida. They open today. Phone number 813-605-0593. And also their first location at 2705 54th Avenue North, St. Petersburg. Phone number 727-575-7929. Please let them know that Dawn Reese and Lisa V sent you. We also have our Captain Rusty's Dip still at Nico's Dog and Sports Bar, located at 9524 Blind Pass Road, St. Pete. And last but not least, where I'll be singing tomorrow night with some friends who got engaged. Yay! Congratulations, Tammy and Franco. Located CJ's on the Island, 115 107th Avenue. That is Treasure Island. They are open every day from 11 a.m. to 3 a.m. They have a beautiful outside patio so you can drink and sing and still support local businesses.
Fabulous. And also coming up in September, Jollywood, I'll be teaching some acting classes and modeling classes for kids and teens on camera and a touch of reporting workshop as well. And they can actually graduate on the air with us. So it's amazing. And I just want to thank you for being here. And also, if anybody's interested in great pizza in Newport Richey, I have to pull up the information, but I'll put that on the next half hour show.
Renee's
daughter has a pizza place and it's so amazing. And I just went blank on the name. Renee, I'm so sorry, but if you text it to me, I'll talk about the next half hour. But amazing pizza, the best we've ever had over there. Oh, called Bruno's Pizza.
Bruno's Pizza
over there. You've got to check it out. And Tom, the Hollywood Connections team sent you over.
Yes.
So buy the book, everybody. It's Highway to Success. It's $20.
Yep.
Give the website one more time.
So happymediumbooks.com.
Happymediumbooks.com. Yep, there we go. And so you don't want to miss this. And if you're an actor or a singer and you want to be on the show coming up, we are going to be actually having singers on, producers, casting directors. We also have a big thing coming up with Jollywood Casting, a part of their network, and VH2 TV network with singers and also comics with Officer Keeping It Real. Actually, he's a police officer and he's working with us tremendously. So we're glad to have him with us as well. And Elliot Smith, thank you for being here.
My pleasure.
We're going to have him back because of I don't know what's happening with this camera. It looks like it's up right this way, but the camera's that way. You just see it. I have a new tablet too.
Yay!
So we're back.
We're blessed.
Yes, we're blessed. And let's play some music at the end, Tommy, and just thank everybody for tuning in to Hollywood Connections, actually Dawn Reese Show. And we're going to actually have Tiki talk next with our group ladies and our birthday lady here in the house. And your birthday's coming up.
Next week.
What day?
September 8th.
She'll be 50. All right, I'm Dawn Reese. God bless. Remember, give God all the glory and honor in your life. Watch things happen. If you're looking for a good church.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.